Environmental Analysis, Chapter 5, Personal Environmental Analysis. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory. Define personal environmental analysis. Explain what a personal environmental analysis includes. Identify purposes of a personal environmental analysis. Do a personal environmental analysis. And use the results of your analysis to fulfill your ministry. The key verse, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Introduction. You have received an introduction to environmental analysis and examined its biblical basis. With this chapter, you begin a series of lessons which explain how to analyze various environments. Be sure to complete each study before you proceed to the next, as the lessons build on one another. In this lesson, you will learn how to do a personal environmental analysis. Personal environmental analysis is a study of your own environment. It includes an analysis of every area of your life, including your relationships and your physical, educational, financial, and spiritual environments. The purposes of personal analysis are to determine your spiritual condition. The Bible says you are to examine yourself to determine your own spiritual condition. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. 2 Corinthians 13:5. But let a man examine himself. 1 Corinthians 11:28. You are to examine yourself in relation to the faith. This means to analyze your spiritual condition on the basis of God's word. Prove is another word for examine. The Bible says, prove all things and hold fast that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Self-examination includes analyzing the spiritual areas of your life, but it also includes analysis of practical areas. These include such things as your physical condition, finances, education, etc. You must prove or examine all things in your life. Man has a body, soul, and spirit. What happens to the body affects your spiritual condition. The condition of the soul and spirit can affect the spiritual body. This is why you examine all things. It is also important to examine every area of life because practical concerns of life can interfere with God's plan for you. Things of the world can hinder the work of God's word in your life. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and lusts of other things entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. Mark 4:19. Practical concerns of life can hinder spiritual fruitfulness. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Luke 8:14. Involvement in details of living can hinder spiritual warfare. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:4. Practical concerns of life can so overcome you that you will not be properly prepared for the Lord's return. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Luke 21:34. Take heed to yourselves means to examine yourself to be sure that in every area of life you are ready for the Lord's return. To identify your spiritual weaknesses. Self-improvement is not the purpose of identifying your weaknesses. Read Romans chapter 7 to see how Paul tried this and failed. You can do nothing by yourself to change your weaknesses. The purpose of identifying your weakness is to permit you to cooperate with God's process of change in your life. Change starts with a new birth experience. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Change continues by confessing your sins and weaknesses and accepting God's forgiveness. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 verses 8 through 9. You change as you cooperate with God in the process of changing you through the circumstances of life. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Romans 8, 28 and 29. All things, both good and bad circumstances of life, are being used by God to conform you to the image of Jesus. You change as you conform to God's standards rather than the standards of the world. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Change only comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul failed in self-improvement in Romans chapter 7. He succeeded in change through the power of the Holy Spirit. His victory is recorded in Romans chapter 8. This is why Paul reported, "And he, Jesus, said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. Paul recognized his weaknesses, but he did not let them discourage him. He realized God's power could change these weaknesses. If you do not identify your weaknesses and cooperate with God's process of change in your life, then you will continue to fail over and over again. To identify your spiritual strengths, you are not effective in ministry by focusing on your weaknesses. You are effective by emphasizing the spiritual strengths God has given you. In the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, each servant was to focus on what he had, not on what he did not have. You identify your spiritual strengths for the purpose of ministry, not just to glory in your abilities. Every strength you have is given by the Lord, just as it was in this parable. All the servants in this parable, you are responsible to use spiritual strengths, talents, and abilities for God's glory. Remember also that no matter how many strengths you may identify, there is always room for improvement. Paul analyzed his strengths, but said he lived not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also apprehend for Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. Philippians 3, verses 12 through 15. As you identify your spiritual strengths, remember that success is not measured by what you are. It is measured by what you are compared to what you could be in Christ. A key message of the book of Job in the Bible is that even a righteous man can benefit from further experience with God. To identify your spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are spiritual abilities given by the Holy Spirit to enable the work of the ministry. The subject is of such importance that Harvest Time International devotes an entire manual to it. The course, Ministry of the Holy Spirit, explains spiritual gifts in detail. If you do not understand spiritual gifts or have not identified the gifts God has given you, this course will help you in this area of spiritual development. The Bible teaches that each believer has at least one spiritual gift. See 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11. And that you are responsible to discover and develop your gifts. 2 Timothy 1:6. Here is a list of the spiritual gifts. Special gifts. These gifts are given to be used to equip God's people for the work of the ministry. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Speaking gifts. These gifts explain God's truth. Prophecy, teaching, exhortation, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Serving gifts. These gifts enable God's work. Serving, helps, leadership, administration, giving, showing mercy, discerning of spirits, faith, hospitality. Sign gifts. These gifts establish God's authority. Tongues, interpretation, miracles, healings. To determine your place of ministry. Identifying your spiritual gift is only the first step forwards. It is the first step towards finding your place of ministry. After you discover your gifts, you must find where God wants you to use them in the body of Christ. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in your Bible. This chapter explains how the church is similar to a human body. Just as each part of a human body has special functions, so does each member of the body of Christ. To be effective, you must discover your place of ministry in the body of Christ. To discover God's will, you must present yourself as a sacrifice to be used as He sees fit. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? Romans 12, 1-2. You must discover your spiritual gifts, analyze your spiritual strengths and weaknesses, and prove or examine God's will for your life. Harvest Time also has a course entitled Knowing God's Voice that can assist you in this process. One of the sins of the flesh in Galatians 5:20 is emulations. To emulate means to pattern yourself after someone else and imitate them. God does not want you to emulate the ministry of others. He wants you to discover your own place of service, the ministry He has planned for your life. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Galatians 6:4. To formulate a plan to fulfill your ministry. Proper analysis of your spiritual condition, strengths, weaknesses, and spiritual gifts leads to discovery of your place in the body of Christ. It guides to revelation of your place in ministry. But knowing your place is not enough. You must make plans to fulfill the ministry God has for you. Then you must carry out the plans. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Luke 12:47. Personal analysis is not effective unless you use what you learn to fulfill your ministry. How to gather information? Pray. Ask God to reveal your spiritual condition, strengths, weaknesses, and your place in His plan. David did this. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Psalms 26:2. Study God's word. God's word is the unchanging standard by which you are to examine yourself. Forgive, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That should say, forgive me, for forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalms 119, verse 89. Use spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts may assist in your analysis. For example, the Lord may give you discernment regarding a weakness in your spiritual life, or use someone with a gift of discernment or word of knowledge to minister to you. Seek counsel from spiritual leaders. Ask your spiritual leader to assist you in your analysis. God gives leaders to guide you. Ask your leader to analyze your spiritual strengths and weaknesses. Ask him to pray with you regarding your specific area of ministry. Consult written records. You may be able to use some written records in your analysis. For example, a written budget, bank statements, or checkbook records could be used in your personal financial analysis. Conduct interviews. Consult a close family member and or friend about your spiritual weaknesses and strengths. Observe yourself in various ministry situations. Note your strengths, weaknesses, and effectiveness of service. What spiritual gifts are evident? Observe yourself in various real-life situations. How do you react under pressure or stress? Is spiritual fruit evident in your life? Personal environmental analysis. Use the following outline to do your personal analysis. Analyze your relationships. God's word and all Christian life is based upon relationships. Because of this, it is important to analyze your relationships with God and others. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew 22:37-40. Analyze your relationships with the following. With God, are you a born-again believer? Have you been baptized in water? Are you walking in fellowship with God? Is there any known sin in your life with which you need to deal? Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Do you read your Bible regularly? How could you improve your Bible study habits? Do you pray regularly? How could you improve your prayer life? Are you an active part of your local church fellowship? Does your life evidence the fruit of the Holy Spirit? For a listing of these, see Galatians 5:22-23. In what areas of your spiritual relationship with God do you feel you are immature and need development? Your mate. Do you have a good relationship with your mate? Do you get along well, communicate, spend time together, etc.? Do you pray, study God's word, and attend church together? If not, what could you do to include these practices in your relationship? What are some of the strengths of your relationship with your mate? What are some of the weaknesses in your relationship with your mate? How could you improve these weaknesses? Does your relationship with your mate hinder your ministry? What could you do to make your relationship with your mate a benefit rather than a hindrance to God's work? Your employer. Do you have a good relationship with your employer? If not, how could you improve it? Do you give him or her respect and honor? Do you do all things on your job as unto God? See 1 Corinthians 10:31. Do you have a good relationship with your children? How could you improve your relationship with your children? Are your children well disciplined? In what areas are they not well disciplined? What could you do to improve discipline in these areas? Have your children accepted Jesus as Savior? What could you do to help your children make this decision? Analyze the spiritual growth of your children who are believers. How can you assist them in further spiritual development? If you are a leader in the church, do you have your household under control as indicated in Titus 1 verse 6 and 1 Timothy 3 verses 4 and 5? If not, what changes need to be made to meet this standard? Other family members. Do you have difficulty in relationship with any family member? If so, who and why? What could you do to improve this relationship? Others in the body of Christ. Do you have difficulty in relationships with other members of the body of Christ? If so, with whom do you have difficulty? What can you do to restore your relationship with this Christian brother or sister? Scriptural methods for restoring fellowship with another believer are given in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. Unbelievers. Are you in contact with unbelievers, or have you surrounded yourself only with Christians? You cannot win the lost if you have no contact with them. What steps could you take to win to the Lord unbelievers with whom you have contact? How could you establish more contact with unbelievers for the purpose of sharing the gospel? Do you have any relationships with unbelievers that are unscriptural and hurting your own relationship with God? If so, what can you do to correct these situations? Analyze your physical condition. The Bible says your body is the temple of God's Holy Spirit. Since your body is God's dwelling place, you are to properly care for it. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 and 17. Your physical condition affects you spiritually because man is body, soul, and spirit. When you are not well cared for physically, you can become easily discouraged spiritually. You do not have the energy and strength to do the work of God. Are you seriously overweight? Are you seriously underweight? Do you use harmful substances such as alcohol, cigarettes, or drugs? Do you try to eat as well as your budget and or environment permits? Do you exercise regularly? Do you have any physical conditions that hinder your work for the Lord? If so, what can you do about them? Some things you can improve by diet and exercise. Others, God can heal. Analyze your educational level. What is your present educational level? What can you do to improve your education to benefit the work of the ministry? Studying Harvest International courses is one way. Do not be discouraged if you have not had the opportunity to receive much education. Jesus chose common men like fishermen and used them mightily in ministry. If you do have opportunity to improve your education and you feel it is God's plan for you, we encourage you to do so. Analyze your finance. Do you tithe regularly? A tithe is 10% of all the money you make given to God. This is a biblical principle. Do you give offerings in addition to your tithe? What is the total amount of your giving to the church last year? How much did you give to missions? What adjustments could you make in your standard of living which would result in your having more to give to the work of the Lord? Are you in debt? If so, what can you do to eliminate these debts? Do you have a good testimony regarding how you handle your finances, provide for your family, pay bills, etc.? If not, how could you improve in this area? Are you overly concerned with gaining wealth and overly attached to material things? Do these things occupy most of your time and energy? Analyze your spiritual abilities. Do you make wise use of your time for spiritual purposes and the work of the ministry? What activities could you eliminate which would give you more time to minister? Do you know the specific ministry the Lord has called you for in the body of Christ? Are you fulfilling it now? If not, why not? Do you know what spiritual gifts you have been given? If not, take the following steps. Step 1, be born again. You must be born again. Spiritual gifts come through the new birth, just as natural talents come through natural physical birth. If you are never born in the natural world, you cannot have natural talents. If you are not born again in the spiritual world, you cannot be given spiritual gifts. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38. Step 2. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Guidelines for how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit are given in the course entitled Ministry of the Holy Spirit. Step 3. Know the spiritual gifts. You must know what the spiritual gifts are. If you do not know, you will not be able to recognize the spiritual gift God has given you. Step 4. Seek a spiritual gift. But covet, desire, seek earnestly the best gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. We each already have at least one gift, but we can seek additional gifts. This verse implies you can receive a gift which you do not now possess. Step 5, laying on of hands. Have your spiritual leader lay hands on you and pray for God to reveal to you your spiritual gift. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. 1 Timothy 4:14. As a result of steps 1 through 5, God may reveal your spiritual gift. If this does not happen, proceed with the following steps. Step 6, analyze your spiritual interests. What gifts would you like to see developed in your life? What gifts bring you the most joy in thinking about them or using them? Do you enjoy teaching? Do you enjoy being hospitable and having people in your home? Are you often moved to give large sums of money to God's work? Step 7, analysis by a Christian leader. Have a Christian leader analyze your spiritual abilities. What have they observed about your Christian service? Do you appear to them to be a good administrator or teacher, etc.? In their opinion, in what gifts or ministries have you been effective? Step 8, analyze your past Christian service. In what areas or gifts of ministries did you experience great joy as you served? In what areas were you most effective? Step 9, identify gifts you think you might have. Make a list of the gifts you think you have. This list is based on the knowledge of gifts you have obtained through study, what God has revealed to you through prayer, what a key Christian leader has observed in your life, analysis of your effectiveness in areas of ministry in which you have previously served. See the ministry of the Holy Spirit course, which will also help you in identifying your gifts. Step 10, look for spiritual needs around you. What needs are not being met in your neighborhood, community, or church? Is there a need for teachers, evangelists, administrators, etc.? Make a list of these needs. Step 11, fill a spiritual need. Compare the list of spiritual needs to the list of gifts you believe God has given you. Recognizing a need does not necessarily mean you have the gift to meet that need, but you can determine where a spiritual need corresponds with the gift you believe God has given you. Make a commitment to fill this need. For example, if there is a need for teachers in your church and you believe you have the gift of teaching, volunteer to meet this need. Step 12, evaluate your ministry. After serving a while in this area with your gift, evaluate your ministry. Are you effective in using this gift? Does it bring great joy to you? Do you see results? Does your pastor or spiritual leader see results? If so, God has led you to discovery of your spiritual gift. If the area you selected does not fit your spiritual capabilities and you are ineffective, review your list of possible gifts and ask God to show you another area in which to minister. Apply the results of your analysis. The analysis you have completed will be of no benefit unless you apply it to your life and ministry. To apply something means to use it effectively, to actually do something with it. Anytime you want to accomplish something, to do any work for God, you must have a plan. God is a God of planning. He planned this world and carried out his plan in creation. From the foundation of the world, God made a plan for salvation for sinful mankind. When it was the proper time, he fulfilled that plan by sending Jesus into the world to die for the sins of all people. Whenever Jesus was going to work in the lives of men and women, he called upon them to prepare. He told blind men to go wash in pools of water. He commanded disciples to bring him the loaves and fishes. He told the lame to get up and take up their bed. You must cooperate with the work of God in your life. To be sure you do this, you must plan to do it. When you apply the results of your personal analysis, you plan to use what you have learned about yourself for God's glory. Use the following guide to apply the results of your analysis. Remember to pray about each section. Ask God to reveal his plan to you, then write each plan in the spaces provided. Determine your spiritual condition. Review your analysis and write a paragraph summarizing your present spiritual condition. Include in this summary the ways your spiritual condition is affected by your relationships, your physical condition, your finances, education, strengths, and weaknesses. Make a plan. What can you do to cooperate with God in improving your spiritual condition, increasing in growth and maturity? And write, I will, and then write it out. Number 2, identify your spiritual weaknesses. Review your analysis and list your spiritual weaknesses. Beside each weakness, write your plans for dealing with that weakness. Write out the weakness and say, my plan to deal with it, I will. Identify your spiritual strengths. Beside each strength, write your plan for using it for God's glory. Identify your spiritual gifts. Review the results of your spiritual gifts analysis. List the spiritual gifts you believe you have, and beside each gift, Write your plan to use that gift for God's glory. Discover your place of ministry. Review your entire personal analysis. Prayerfully consider and complete this statement. I believe my place of ministry in the body of Christ is. Number 6, formulate a plan to fulfill your ministry. How will you begin to fulfill the ministry you believe God has given you? Study chapter 11 to help formulate a plan.